Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of the Cayman Islands, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, The Forgotten Beginnings. The sky burned orange as the sun dipped into the vast, endless sea, its reflection rippling across the gentle waves. But this was not the sea of today. No ships cut through the water, no hum of engines disturbed the air. The ocean was an unbroken wilderness, a world ruled by time and tides, whispering secrets of creation. Beneath the surface, deep within the shifting plates of the earth, something monumental stirred. Molten rock pushed upward, an unseen force cracking through the crust of the Caribbean basin. Slowly, over millennia, the molten earth cooled and rose, giving birth to the Cayman Ridge. Three small islands, what would one day be called Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman, emerged like jewels from the deep, their jagged forms bathed in sunlight for the first time. Time passed, stretching into eternity. Wind and rain shaped the rocky landscape, and the ocean claimed its stake, carving limestone cliffs and forming underwater labyrinths. Coral reefs began to bloom, their colors dazzling in the azure waters, creating a sanctuary for life. Sea turtles glided through the shallows, while iguanas scuttled across the shores, unchallenged rulers of this untouched paradise. This was the dawn of the Cayman Islands, a realm untouched by human hands. The first visitors. The islands lay silent for centuries, their shores kissed only by the waves. But one day, a canoe emerged on the horizon. It was small and carved from a single tree trunk, with its sides worn smooth by the sea. Inside sat a man, his dark skin glistening under the Caribbean sun, his eyes scanning the horizon for land. He was a fisherman, part of a seafaring people known today as the Taino. Skilled navigators, the Taino moved between islands with the stars as their guide. The man's journey had begun on a neighboring island, his nets empty, his belly hollow. He had followed the currents, trusting the ocean's wisdom to lead him to new fishing grounds. When he first glimpsed the Cayman Islands, he thought they were a mirage, a trick of the sunlight and waves. But as he drew closer, the islands became real, their emerald shores lush with life. He paddled until his canoe scraped against the sand, then stepped ashore, his feet sinking into the warm, soft grains. Here he found abundance. The waters teemed with turtles, their great shells glinting in the sunlight. The trees were heavy with fruit, their branches swaying in the breeze. Birds circled overhead, their calls filling the air. It was a land untouched, unclaimed, a paradise for any who dared to reach it. But he did not stay. The islands, though beautiful, felt isolated, adrift in the vastness of the sea. They offered no human company, no villages, no echoes of familiar life. After gathering what he could, turtle meat, fruits, and fresh water, he returned to his canoe and paddled back to his people, leaving the islands behind. The Cayman Islands remained a secret, whispered only in tales of far-off lands. The silent shores. The centuries rolled on, and the islands remained as they were, pristine and untouched. Storms swept across the seas, lashing the shores with rain and wind, but the islands endured, their limestone cliffs standing resolute against the elements. Beneath the waves, coral reefs flourished, their delicate branches forming an underwater city alive with fish, sharks, and rays. Yet, even in this solitude, the islands held mysteries. Deep within the waters were caves that seemed to breathe, their entrances hidden by the tides. These caves whispered of the unknown, their dark depths untouched by sunlight. Legends would later grow around them, tales of spirits, lost sailors, and treasures hidden where only the brave dared to explore. And then there were the turtles. They came in the hundreds, crawling ashore each year to lay their eggs in the sand. These creatures, ancient and enduring, were the first true inhabitants of the Cayman Islands. To them, the islands were not a mystery but home, a place to return to year after year, guided by instincts older than memory. The call of the sea. As the islands thrived in their solitude, the sea called to those who ventured near. Fishermen, sailors, and traders passed by, drawn by the abundance of turtles and the shelter offered by the reefs. Some came seeking fortune, others refuge. Yet none stayed long. The islands were seen as a stopover, a place to rest and resupply before continuing journeys to richer, more inhabited lands. But even in their brief visits, these travelers left marks, stories etched into the sands of time. Shipwrecks dotted the surrounding waters, their wooden hulls now homes for coral and fish. Lost artifacts, forgotten by those who had passed through, became relics of a forgotten age. The Cayman Islands, though silent, began to collect whispers of the world beyond. A stage awaits. By the time European explorers like Christopher Columbus set eyes on the Cayman Islands, they were already ancient, their beauty and mystery shaped by forces beyond human understanding. To Columbus, they were a place to name, to map, and to move on from. To others, they would become a refuge, a battleground, and a home. But for now, they remained as they had always been, quiet, resilient, and waiting. Closing line. Before the voices of men and women echoed across their shores, the Cayman Islands stood as a testament to the beauty of nature's design, a blank canvas, waiting for the brushstrokes of history to bring it to life. Chapter 2, Columbus and the Discovery. The year was 1503, and the Caribbean sun blazed down upon the decks of three weathered ships as they cut through the open sea. Christopher Columbus, on his fourth and final voyage to the New World, stood at the helm of his flagship, peering into the horizon. His mission was no longer one of discovery and glory. It had become a desperate struggle to navigate the unpredictable waters and ensure the survival of his weary crew. The sea had been calm for days, a deceptive tranquility that masked the dangers lurking in the unknown depths. Suddenly, a sailor cried out from the crow's nest, his voice filled with excitement. "Land ahead!" Columbus squinted into the distance, and there it was, a trio of islands rising like emeralds from the ocean. The sight of land brought a surge of hope to the crew. They had faced tempests, dwindling supplies, and the threat of mutiny, but now the promise of solid ground offered a reprieve. As the ships approached, the air grew thick with the scent of salt and earth. Birds circled overhead, their cries echoing across the water. Columbus noted the peculiar abundance of turtles in the surrounding waters, their massive shells glinting in the sunlight as they bobbed near the surface. Inspired by this sight, he christened the islands Las Tortugas, a name that would later fade into history, replaced by the Caymans. A land untouched. Columbus and his crew did not disembark. The islands, though alluring, appeared uninhabited, with no signs of civilization or immediate resources to sustain a long stay. The explorers gazed at the dense foliage that blanketed the land, wondering what mysteries lay hidden beneath the verdant canopy. "This is a land of nature's making," Columbus is said to have remarked, though history offers little record of his exact words. To him, the islands were another dot on the map, a waypoint in a journey plagued by misfortune. Yet, even in their brief encounter, the Cayman Islands had made an impression. The turtles that surrounded the ships were not just a symbol of the island's untouched bounty. They were a lifeline. Columbus ordered his men to capture several of the creatures, providing much-needed food for the hungry crew. The meat, rich and plentiful, restored their strength for the trials ahead. It was a fleeting connection, a brief moment where the islands served as saviors for a voyage teetering on the edge of disaster. The maps that followed. Though Columbus himself saw the islands as little more than a footnote in his journey, his charts and records would later bring the Caymans to the attention of European explorers. These maps, scrawled with lines and symbols, told a story of potential. Three small islands nestled in the heart of the Caribbean, surrounded by waters rich with life. As word spread, the Cayman Islands became a topic of interest among sailors and adventurers. They were a place to be speculated about, whispered of in ports across the New World. Some imagined them as a paradise, others as a refuge for pirates and outlaws. Few knew the truth, for the islands remained largely unexplored, their secrets guarded by the sea. The European perspective. For Europeans of the 16th century, the Cayman Islands represented both opportunity and enigma. They were part of the vast, uncharted territories of the Americas, a world that promised riches and resources beyond imagination. Yet, they were also a place of danger, isolated and untamed, far from the comforts of established colonies. The islands' isolation made them unappealing to early settlers, who favored larger, more accessible lands like Jamaica and Hispaniola. However, their strategic location in the Caribbean would not go unnoticed. Over time, the Caymans became a waypoint for ships traveling between the New World and Europe, a place to rest, resupply, and escape the perils of the open sea. The turtles' legacy. As the years passed, the Cayman Islands became synonymous with the turtles that had inspired Columbus's original name. These creatures, revered for their size and abundance, were a vital resource for sailors. Turtles provided meat that could be preserved for long voyages, and their shells were prized for their durability and beauty. The waters around the Caymans became a hunting ground for seafarers, who sought to harvest the turtles for trade and sustenance. This practice, though necessary for survival, began to take its toll on the island's ecosystem. The delicate balance of nature, untouched for centuries, was now subject to human intervention. The island's fate. Though Columbus's encounter with the Cayman Islands was brief, it marked the beginning of a new chapter in their history. The islands, once a hidden gem in the Caribbean, were now part of the European consciousness. They had been named, mapped, and recorded, a small but significant step toward their eventual colonization. Yet, even as the tides of history began to shift, the Cayman Islands retained their mystery. For decades, they would remain uninhabited, a refuge for turtles and a resting place for weary sailors. Their story was just beginning, waiting for the arrival of those who would shape their destiny. Closing line. As Columbus's ships vanished into the horizon, the Cayman Islands returned to their silence, unaware that their name was now etched in the annals of history, a quiet chapter in the age of discovery. Chapter 3: Pirates and Privateers. The Caribbean sun burned high in the sky, casting shimmering reflections across the turquoise waters that surrounded the Cayman Islands. The islands themselves lay still, shrouded in dense mangroves and lush foliage, as if waiting for the next wave of history to shape their destiny. The silence was broken only by the crashing of waves against the rocky shores and the occasional call of a frigate bird soaring overhead. But that silence wouldn't last long. By the late 1600s, the Cayman Islands had become more than a waypoint for sailors. They had turned into a refuge for the unruly, the daring, and the dangerous. The age of piracy had begun. The rise of the buccaneers. The Caribbean during the 17th and 18th centuries was a lawless frontier, where opportunity and chaos collided on the high seas. European empires clashed for control over the lucrative trade routes, and in the shadows of this conflict, pirates and privateers thrived. The Cayman Islands, with their secluded coves and treacherous reefs, were the perfect hiding spot for those who lived outside the law. Among these notorious figures were men like Edward Teach, better known as Blackbeard, and Henry Morgan, whose names struck fear into the hearts of sailors. While no definitive records link them directly to the Cayman Islands, the lore of the sea places them and many others in the region, using the islands as a base to repair ships, divide plunder, and evade the authorities. The islands' isolation worked to their advantage. They were too small and sparsely populated to attract the attention of colonial powers, but large enough to provide a safe haven. The surrounding reefs served as natural barriers, protecting the islands from large naval ships while allowing smaller, faster pirate vessels to navigate with ease. A haven for the outlaws. Imagine a moonlit night on the shores of Grand Cayman. A small sloop, its sails black against the starlit sky, glides silently into a hidden cove. The crew, rough men with sunburnt skin and eyes hardened by a life of violence, disembark with barrels of stolen rum and chests brimming with gold coins. They bury their treasure in the sand, marking the spot with cryptic symbols carved into a nearby tree. The Cayman Islands became a staging ground for these secretive rendezvous. Pirates would unload their ill-gotten gains, repair their battered ships, and trade stolen goods with merchants willing to look the other way. The local waters were said to be haunted by ghostly ships and glowing lights, stories likely spread by pirates themselves to deter curious sailors from venturing too close. But life as a pirate wasn't as glamorous as the tales suggest. Many were former sailors or indentured servants driven to piracy out of desperation. Disease, betrayal, and the constant threat of capture made their lives perilous. For every pirate who struck it rich, many more met their end on the gallows or in the jaws of the sea. The privateer's paradox. Not all who operated in the shadows were outright criminals. Privateers, essentially government-sanctioned pirates, played a significant role in the region. Armed with letters of marque from their respective monarchs, they attacked enemy ships under the guise of patriotism, blurring the line between law and lawlessness. The Cayman Islands, positioned along key shipping routes, were a strategic location for privateers to intercept Spanish galleons laden with silver and gold from the Americas. These riches, destined for Europe, often found their way into the hands of privateers who, despite their official status, were little different from the pirates they hunted. For the people of the Cayman Islands, those few who dared to settle the wild shores, the distinction between pirate and privateer was meaningless. Both brought danger, and both brought opportunity. Legends of buried treasure. As the tales of piracy grew, so too did the legends of buried treasure. It was said that somewhere on the Cayman Islands, chests of gold and silver lay hidden, waiting to be unearthed. Stories of maps with cryptic symbols, curses protecting the loot, and treasure seekers meeting untimely deaths became part of local folklore. One story speaks of a pirate named Miguel, who supposedly buried a chest of Spanish doubloons on Cayman Brac before being captured by a rival crew. According to the legend, Miguel's ghost still wanders the island, guarding his treasure. Though no evidence of such riches has ever been found, the myths continue to capture imaginations. A legacy of the sea. By the early 18th century, the golden age of piracy was drawing to a close. European powers, tired of the chaos, began cracking down on pirates with ruthless efficiency. Naval patrols increased, and pirate havens like Nassau were dismantled. The Cayman Islands, too small to be a true stronghold, were largely spared the bloody reprisals that swept the region. Yet the spirit of the pirates lived on. Their influence could be seen in the island's culture, from the seafaring traditions passed down through generations to the stories of daring and defiance that became part of Caymanian identity. The islands today. Even now, the legacy of piracy is woven into the fabric of the Cayman Islands. Tourists flock to see the sites where pirates once anchored their ships, and festivals celebrate the swashbuckling heritage of the past. While much of the history has been romanticized, the truth remains. The Cayman Islands were a sanctuary for those who lived outside the bounds of conventional society, shaping their early history with adventure, danger, and intrigue. Closing line. As the age of piracy faded into history, the Cayman Islands stood as a silent witness to a time when the seas were ruled by daring outlaws and fortune seekers, their shores echoing with the whispers of buried treasures and forgotten tales. Chapter 4: Settling the Shores. The Cayman Islands of the late 17th century were no longer the untouched paradise that Columbus had glimpsed nearly two centuries earlier. The tides of history were shifting, and though the islands had served as a haven for pirates and privateers, a new chapter was about to begin. This was the era when the Cayman Islands would see their first permanent settlers, men and women who would shape their future with sweat, determination, and a dream of survival. A new kind of voyager. The early settlers were not adventurers seeking gold or fame. They were survivalists, families and individuals escaping hardship in nearby colonies like Jamaica and Hispaniola. Some came to the Caymans to flee overcrowding or political unrest, while others sought refuge from persecution. What united them was a desire for a new start, even if it meant carving out a life in an uncharted wilderness. Imagine, for a moment, a small ship bobbing on the waves as it approached the shore of Grand Cayman. On board, a family of five clung to their belongings, a few tools, a sack of seeds, and their hopes for a better life. They gazed at the dense mangroves that lined the shore, wondering how they would transform this untamed land into a home. The land they found was both bountiful and unforgiving. The fertile soil held promise for farming, but the dense forests and swamps made clearing fields an arduous task. The surrounding seas offered abundant fish and turtles, but the ever-present threat of storms loomed over every decision. These pioneers had no choice but to adapt quickly, relying on their ingenuity and the natural resources around them. Building communities. The first settlements on the Cayman Islands were small and scattered, consisting of simple wooden huts with thatched roofs. The settlers brought with them a mix of cultures and traditions, influenced by their origins in other Caribbean colonies and their interactions with the wider Atlantic world. Cooperation was essential. Families banded together to clear land, build shelters, and establish a rudimentary system of governance. These early communities operated with a sense of shared purpose, their survival dependent on mutual support. The settlers hunted turtles and wild game, fished the reefs, and planted crops like cassava and maize to sustain themselves. Life was harsh, and resources were scarce. Settlers traded with passing ships, exchanging salted turtle meat and other goods for tools, fabric, and other essentials. These fleeting interactions with the outside world were both a lifeline and a reminder of the isolation that defined their lives. Encounters with the sea. The sea was both a blessing and a curse for the early settlers. It provided food and a means of trade, but it also brought danger. Hurricanes swept across the islands with terrifying force, destroying homes and crops. Shipwrecks were common along the treacherous reefs, leaving survivors stranded on the islands or washing debris onto the shores. One such storm in the early 1700s became a defining moment for the settlers. As the winds howled and the waves rose, the settlers huddled in their makeshift homes, praying for survival. When the storm passed, they emerged to find their fields flooded and their homes in ruins. But rather than despair, they began the arduous task of rebuilding, their resilience becoming a cornerstone of Caymanian identity. The first laws. As the settlements grew, the need for order became evident. In the absence of formal colonial oversight, the settlers established their own rudimentary legal systems. Disputes were settled through community meetings, where elders or respected members acted as mediators. Justice was swift and often pragmatic, reflecting the harsh realities of life on the frontier. One of the earliest recorded laws concerned turtle hunting. Recognizing the importance of the species to their survival, the settlers agreed on limits to ensure the turtles would not be overharvested. This early conservation effort showed a remarkable foresight and a deep understanding of the balance between human needs and the natural world. The role of slavery. Like much of the Caribbean, the Cayman Islands were not immune to the cruel institution of slavery. Some settlers brought enslaved Africans to the islands, forcing them to labor in clearing land, farming, and building infrastructure. The lives of these enslaved individuals were marked by unimaginable hardship, but their contributions were instrumental in shaping the islands. Enslaved people brought with them traditions, skills, and resilience that influenced the culture and development of the Cayman Islands. From agricultural techniques to oral storytelling, their legacy would endure long after emancipation. A place to call home. By the mid-18th century, the Cayman Islands had begun to transform from a wild, untamed landscape into a place that could be called home. Settlements on Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman grew slowly but steadily, each with its own unique character. Life was still a struggle, but the settlers had established roots. Roots that would anchor the islands through the challenges of the centuries to come. These early communities laid the foundation for the Cayman Islands' identity, a blend of resilience, resourcefulness, and respect for the natural world. The settlers faced countless hardships, but their determination to build a future on these shores was a testament to the human spirit's ability to endure. The turning point. As the 18th century drew to a close, the Cayman Islands were still a frontier. But the seeds of a more structured society had been planted. The arrival of more settlers, the development of trade routes, and the island's growing reputation as a safe harbor would pave the way for the next chapter in their history. Closing line. From the ashes of hardship and the salt of the sea, the first settlers of the Cayman Islands forged a life that was as enduring as the limestone beneath their feet, setting the stage for a legacy that would echo across generations.